a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, we moved home. We moved home. We're now just 4 minutes drive away from where we were prior.
Yes.
With my mum and my stepdad.
Yeah, which is very convenient.
It is, and it's great for the girls because, you know, Nanny and Papa are right around the corner.
Yeah.
And sort of we see a lot of them. It's been a slow process to move everything out.
Mm.
We got sort of most of the stuff out over one weekend. That was about a month ago now.
Yeah.
Moved into our home that we bought also
Why
in Lara.
Why did you take a whole week off work, though?
To settle in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, good.
When you buy a home instead of sort of shack up with someone who already owns a home, it's a different process, babe.
Yeah, it really is.
So, there's different. Yeah, I hit you with a babe.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Just so you'd pick up the tone.
All right.
So you'd pick up the tone. Now, the stuff that I still have to pick up. So we've still got one wardrobe in the house that is full of our crap.
Mum's. Yeah.
And the backyard, we've got a trampoline. It's an 8x8. It's like an 8-foot circular sort of arrangement. But it's also got, you know, kids' trampolines now.
Yeah, because kids you know, they can't deal with the trampolines of days gone by.
Well, it's funny you should say that. I don't know if it's the kids. It's I reckon it's the parents because So it's sat there for now going on a month, but I've just started to really go, okay, well, they love their bloody trampoline.
Mm.
We should have it at our place. I'm going to have to tackle the idea of moving this trampoline.
How did you get it there in the first place?
In pieces, in a box.
Okay,
it was delivered there,
yeah.
And then we built it in the backyard on Christmas Eve, right? So, and it only took sort of 5.5, 6 hours to put together and a team of four of us, you know? And to be fair, plenty of beverages consumed. Anyway, so we have taken the walls, the netting walls off, the roof off as well. And now it's just a trampoline like we had when we were kids.
Yeah.
And the girls were on it yesterday, jumping around. And I swear to God, I was like shuffling around like every time they're double bouncing each other. And so one child will look like it's going to go off one side.
Yeah.
And so you dive one. I felt like a goalkeeper. And
it's always funny later, you know. I mean, my cousin got sprung over the fence, you know, onto his head.
Mm.
He's fine now. But at the time, you know, a bit scary.
That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah.
So as a parent, like, I'm pooping my dacks because I'm anyway, so we shut that down pretty quick. No girls, we're going to sort this out. Now, the problem we have is at my parents' place, there's a garage on one side that's flush against the fence.
Yeah.
It's like a built, like it's attached to the house.
Yeah.
And on the other side, that side fence is easy 10 feet tall. It's like this huge corrugated iron steel arrangement.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm trying to avoid breaking down the trampoline as much as possible, again, because it took, you know, 6.5 hours to put together, what, 5.5? So at the moment, I've got just the trampoline without the walls. And I'm hoping, and I've not worked it out yet, but I'm hoping that if I turn it on a diagonal angle, I'm going to be able to shuffle it through the back garage door and out the front.
Oh, man.
And then I've got to work out how to get it the 2.2 kilometres from their house to my house.
On a skateboard, maybe? Upside down?
Can I roll it? Is my question. Can the of us put it on its side like a big wheel and just roll it down the footpath through Lara, across Petulis Road?
I think it might be your only option, but 52232955. I'm sure there's people out there that have tried this before.
I do have another sort of trailer-related idea. But I wonder about sort of clearance on the road.
Well, I'm also worried about you and knots.
Knots?
I know that you would look at knots on a trailer and be like, I could tie this down. I know you're the type of guy that could say, I could tie this down.
Yeah, but not have the, not I can't it back it up. All right, 52232955, help me out. How do I move this trampoline? And also, have you got any sort of tips on or do you want to just break it down and put it back together for me?
Oh, there you go. There's an option.
All right, 52232955.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Anna from Armstrong Creek, are you a trampoline moving expert, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Oh, go
tell
on.
Tell me more.
So, being a grandma, I'll tell you what you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, each winter, it's also the end of financial year for sales.
Yeah.
Just leave the trampoline at your parents' buy a new one.
Ah, yeah. That's it, Anna.
Cut bait, you reckon?
That's it. Anna, grandparents don't mind having all that stuff.
Yeah.
In their bedroom.
See, my stepdad really wants a tool shed, though, and the one thing standing in the way of him having that tool shed is the trampoline. So
okay.
I imagine if we left it there, we would come around one time and it would be in pieces sort of on the nature strip anyway.
Yeah.
Or the other option would be to unchain it and then hope for a really windy day.
Over the fence
again. Walk away, Tom. Walk away.
Just walk away.
Fair. All right.
Not your problem, Tom.
I think I'm going to try and roll it.
Can I be there when you do that? Not to have anything to do with it, just to film it.
We'll cut across the wetlands. It'll be fine. Dan, you got any suggestions for me, mate?
Yeah, I got a tipper truck we could put it in the back of and transport it.
Great. Okay, because currently I've got two plans. One is to roll it with my stepdad like a big wheel sort of down West Lakes Boulevard there and across Petulis Road. The other option was to put it on – he's got like a little six-foot trailer and I was just going to plonk it on top of the cage.
Sure.
Which seems dangerous.
Yeah.
And
quite just a little bit.
Wind saily. So tip a truck, you reckon an 8-foot trampoline would fit in there without the, obviously, the walls?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
And have you moved trampolines before?
Yes.
Oh,
you have.
You're an expert.
Okay.
Would this be the shortest trip that a trampoline has taken in your moving experience?
Definitely.
Okay.
And finally, Daniel, will you accept K-Rock stickers and beanies as payment for your services?
We could do that.
Yay!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's play. It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome, Will.
You tried, Will.
Yeah, timing was off.
That's okay. No, I love it. I love it.
Thanks,
thank you. You've been joining us pretty much each and every day this week.
You've been working me to the bone.
I know. Bless your heart.
I'm just happy you're putting in some effort because yesterday what TV theme was awful. Just quickly, we just were talking about whether you, because you're Will Boddington, do you prefer Will or Boddo on air?
Well, I think Will's like probably a bit too professional for what I provide.
Well, it's not William though.
No, no.
Are you William?
Oh, but you are William.
I am William.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Go with Boddo.
Boddo.
In this sense, go with Boddo.
Okay.
All right.
No, we're going with Will. We'll go with Boddo.
Okay. Well, let's not commit to anything.
Okay.
Let's just. You'll answer to whatever.
Yes.
You're also going to, with Lyrical Headlines, read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. Mm-hmm. If we get it completely wrong or half wrong, then the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Lockie, is this cool for you, Tom? Because you know, it's just, you don't have to worry about everything that's going on, Lingy and me, and riling us all up. It's just me and you. Me being you. Old school style.
Get in the zone. Yeah, it is easy without Lingy. I've got to stop saying that. He won't come back.
I know.
Now, Beck usually has a theme, right?
Yeah.
Now, because Beck's not here and anyone who knows me well knows I'm a bit full of myself.
Okay.
So I'm using this opportunity to make this about me.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
So is it the Western Bulldogs theme song?
No. That's a good idea, though.
Is it love song dedications?
So this is every song has Will in there somewhere.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and our brains are...
As soon as we get given the theme, we start ticking over.
I know.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Ready to go. Lyrical headlines for this week, the Will theme edition.
Yes.
Question number one.
Hi there, it's Will from the newsroom. If I should stay, I would only be in your ways. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always...
Tom!
Lucky! Oh.
Stop! Tom. What is it? What is going on there?
I don't know
what's happened
the
there.
Stop. Okay. Who was that,
Who got
Will?
In first, Will?
Yeah, I'll give it to you, Tom.
Is it Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You?
Correct.
Amazing. I'm scared.
Press it.
I'm not sure
You're
what I can
fine.
Play. Why is that
That's
still
not the
going?
Song.
That's okay. It's up
Go
the top. It's finished.
Take
now.
It away, Log.
Yeah.
And
I.
Got it. There we go.
Will. Right.
Yes. You're onto it.
I'm onto the theme.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, hang on. Let me just make sure I've got all my system. Okay, we're good to go. Here we go. Question number two.
Hi there, it's Will in the newsroom. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know
Tom,
you.
Oh.
It's Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Don't. Here we go. The chokehold that this song had on me, you have no idea.
This takes me back to road trips from Melbourne to Adelaide as a child. Just this album and Tina Arena on repeat.
Love it.
Triggered.
Pretty sure I was born the year that Titanic.
All right.
Get it. You're youthful.
You're 12 years old. All right. So that's two of three to me. I would just
so
like to
So you need
play.
This one, Log?
Well, no. He's
for pride. She does need it for pride.
Yeah, for pride. Thanks, Will.
Hold
Bless
your head
you.
Up high, Log,
okay,
if you
go.
Get this right. Question number three.
Hi there. It's Will in the newsroom. Tap on my window, knock on my door. I want to make you feel beautiful. I know I tend to get too insecure. It doesn't matter anymore. It's not always
Tom,
rainbows.
Tom, it's Maroon 5, She Will Be Loved.
Yeah.
Bless you, Will. You're like, yeah.
What can I say? Will and I have very similar dress sense.
See,
we wear the same shirt.
I'm a bit disappointed because I came into this wanting Tom to fall flat after yesterday's effort by me.
Yeah.
But that's unfortunate.
I'm sorry. And speaking of people that dress the same, am I turning into Will?
Yes.
You are. You're both wearing
it. Catching on.
Check shirt.
Well done.
Anyway, big win for me. So I'll take the winner sound effect. Yes, I will. Oh, round of applause too. Thank you very much.
Are you all right over there today?
No, I don't know what's happening.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Yesterday, though, you brought to the table, the hallway table, maybe the couch adjacent sort of side table.
Yeah, side table, coffee table. I mean, anywhere. Anywhere is good for a little bit of lighting. And I love mood lighting. Big on it.
Yeah.
Big on the mood lighting.
A tale of a lamp that you have been eyeing off. And then you showed me a photo, and it is truly awful. It's
it's not. It's cute.
It looks like a hippopotamus who's eaten like a lot of leaves and some yellow stuff, and then vomited directly up above itself.
Okay.
And that has then been frozen in time as a lamp.
Mate, it's art deco. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, it's definitely deco something.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't mean anything.
I know. Move on. It's not art.
It is.
I posit that it could be a child's lamp.
Yeah, you went me yesterday. You're like, that's a child's lamp. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a lamp for adults. And there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
There's a switch on it and it plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
No, there's no switch on
it. Okay, well, so the one way to find out was to go to the source and call the people that sell the lamp.
Yeah.
Who sells it?
So it's Ocean Grove Home Timber and Hardware.
Where you find them?
Oh, on the terrace, Main Street, Ocean
Of course,
Grove.
Of course. Yeah. I knew that, but I just thought, give them a plug.
Yeah. Oh, love them. Love them. They're great.
Yeah.
Because it's not just home timber and stuff, hardware stuff. It's also home wares.
Too much plug, mate.
No, sorry. You went
really
good. I go there
too far. The best, though, is Kayla, who we called yesterday. This is how it went down.
Hello, this is Kayla speaking.
G'day, Kayla. My name's Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. I was just wondering if I could ask you about one or a few of the products that you've got in the gift shop there, please.
Yeah, of course.
I noticed that you've got some lovely lamps there that are a sort of a brassy arrangement with an animal. So there's the hippo, and then there's the bird, I think, as well. And then there's like a felt sort of top with the bees and that type of bizzo. So we're considering buying that for the house. But we're not sure if it's a kids one or not, because I notice you've got them sort of above where all the kids' gear is as well. Would you say that's sort of like a nursery sort of?
No, I would say they're definitely more adult. It's just where displaying and things like that, we're able to fit them.
Okay.
But I would say you can have them anywhere.
Right. So if you were to go over to someone's house and see that, say, in the lounge room or the hallway, you wouldn't sort of think, oh, shouldn't that be in the nursery? Or is
not
there a button? Is there a button I can press that'll sort of play some sort of Twinkle Twinkle Star thing?
No, not at all.
So you think, just confirming, you think it's perfectly fine for an adult, maybe a couple that don't have kids at all, to buy that as a sort of a fashion thing for their house, a styling
110%,
choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kayla. It's Loggy here as well.
Oh, my God.
I know, from K-Rock, because I've been looking...
I know, Loggy
I know.
From K-Rock.
No, sorry,
it's,
no,
I'm a pretty big deal,
no,
she says.
Like that.
I thought your voices sounded familiar.
You thought he had that kind of wankery vibe, like me, you know, just really doubling down on your explanation there. Because, yeah, I've been looking at that lamp and Tom's like, that's a children's lamp. And
100%.
I'm like, no, it's not.
No, definitely not. Mm. No, they're all handmade from India. I would definitely have them in my house.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thank you, Kayla. I'm glad that we have educated this young man.
When you say you'd have them in your house, in the nursery, do you think? No?
No, in the lounge room, wherever you'd like them.
All right, fine. I take your point. You win, Loggy.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Kayla, from Ocean
no
Grove,
worries at all.
Timber and Harbour.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We are going to start bringing back the eyebrow ring. The kids are kind of into it, but not as much as they should be. You've been waiting 25 years for the eyebrow rings to come back around. Mm. We've been discussing it this week because a lady told you at an appointment last week that it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And we laughed. but it is pretty cool. The only problem is that it's not really getting the traction that it should get. We then decided to put the call out. We're going to start piercing people next week.
Mm.
And... we can't just do things willy-nilly. You know, sometimes we have to put it through the proper channels and you had to send off an email.
Yeah, right. So we thought, do you know what would be great is when we were talking about it, we were postulating that no one does it and saying, you know, like, you know, it's the one thing that hasn't come back around trend-wise. And then we thought, you know who would be perfect to talk to is Rhonda from Body Pleasure Piercing on Little Mallop Street.
Because
she's right there at the coalface.
Mm.
She's piercing people every day.
Yes.
And so I thought, I'll quickly work out how to get onto her.
Mm.
And in doing so, I sent an email during a song on the fly whilst also doing the radio thing and talking to other people. So there was a lot going on.
There was so much going on. But that email I really want to nut down into. We've got Rach, our GM, on the phone right now. Good morning, Rach.
Good morning, guys.
I just want to check in and see if you're okay after this email that you received pop up on your phone. I know you've got a copy of the email there. Do you just want to read out what the pop-up said, Rachel, that Thomas sent you?
Well, so this is the thing. You know, you receive emails and you only get the first few words of the email. So email pops through in bold, question mark, body pleasure. And then not only that, the first few words of the email, and again, I'm just, hey, busy person on the fly, take a glance, and it says, what it actually says is, we did a big bet, something, something. You scan your eyes across that and you tell me what you think that body pleasure did a big bet might actually read.
Mm.
Body pleasure?
It reads HR folder to me. Rach, it was a bit shocking for you. So, Tom, apologise, you know. Better.
I'm sorry, Rach. As you know, I was had a lot of balls in the air. I was doing multiple things at a time.
Yes.
And as I hit send, I had a moment of clarity and realised it was too late to do anything about it.
Mm.
So I'm sorry.
Look, Tom, your apology is accepted. I have to say, I'm not going to tell you what crossed my mind when I first glanced at that. But the second thing that crossed my mind was, okay, so this guy does have an eyebrow ring and a goatee, and he does have a tattooed head, and he wears slides and socks.
Yeah.
Hmm, dubious.
Exactly. Why is he texting me about pleasure? The other thing, though, Rach, is... I think it's safe to say, I think you'd be happy for everyone to know that you and Tom, basically the same person growing up. I've seen a photo of you that you've sent. You also had some Tom holes in your face. also known as an eyebrow ring.
Why do I volunteer this information? I had the eyebrow ring. So back when I had it done, it was probably a few years before you, I think, Tom.
Yeah.
It was also when dark brown lipstick was really cool.
Yeah.
And I had quite short hair. And then I decided also to get blonde spikes.
Yep.
In my hair. So, yeah, definitely some similarities there. Similarities changed, I have to say, when I turned about 19.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Tom stuck with it.
Again, as I've said to other people, you've still got the hair, whereas mine fell out, my blonde tipped spikes and stuff. I've still got my little metal ball necklace. You ever rock one of those, skater boy style?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's fine. I'll show you.
Goodness for that.
Look, Rach, because you have hair and no eyebrow ring and Tom has an eyebrow ring and no hair, did you want to get pierced next week? Do you want a bit of body pleasure?
There is absolutely no way in hell.
Oh.
Commend any of the K-Rock listeners that are going to put their hand up and do that.
Come around. If you want some Tom Holes, send us a message on socials or message us or give us a call, 52232955.
Thanks for having your chat to us, Rach. Again, sorry for the body pleasure email. And thanks for not writing me up, HR style.
Typical.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.